the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, all over the papers today. 14 or 15 comment pieces I've counted so far. People pontificating on Tony Abbott. We have the news from Sky News in the last hour that he asked Julie Bishop for a promise that she wouldn't challenge and she wouldn't give that undertaking.
Well, I sat down yesterday and I was waiting for the soaring rhetoric and the great vision about where this country was going to be heading over the next 12 months. And it was a very, very limp rehash of what we've heard from the Prime Minister over the last 15 or 16 months. There was very little that was new. He'd already leaked the fact that his paid parental scheme was being abandoned. And what we got was just a whole bunch of platitudes, all of the same things that we're going to be hearing over the last year and a half. He's going to be more consultative. He's going to listen more. Well, we've heard all of that. This could have been the speech that really relaunched his prime ministership, and what we really got was just more of the same.
Interesting, on the paid parental leave scheme, a lot of businesses are asking the question, if it is now not going to proceed, will they have to pay the 1.5% levy on big business, which was going to fund the paid parental leave scheme, or is that money now going to be diverted into a broad range of childcare schemes? Big business is already saying they should not have to pay the 1.5%, so there is a battle already on the cabinet table today.
Have you ever heard more howls of outrage and complaints from big business than during this current Liberal coalition government? Normally we hear it during when we have a Labor government. But we're just hearing howls from the top end of town almost on a daily basis.
Well, they are complaining that a lot of the things that they wanted done from a Conservative government aren't being done. But in fairness, they haven't got control of the Senate. They just don't have the numbers in the Senate. So when you don't have the control of the Senate, your government may not be a minority in the lower house. But if you're dealing with the likes of Jackie Lambie in the upper house, good luck getting things done.